Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 1st of April. There are warnings of gales in Hebrides, Fair Isle and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, High Fitzroy 1036 dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atara. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northerly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in Viking, occasional rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South Atara, 40s, Cromartie, 4th, Tyne, West Dogger. Southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. East Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 6 later in northwest Humber. Rain later, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover, East White. Variable 2 to 4, occasional rain, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. West White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Biscay, drizzle at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times, mainly fair, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4 at first in North Fitzroy, otherwise westerly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly later. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later in north, rain for a time later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, Rockall, southwest veering north or northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 2 to 4, then becoming southwest 4 to 6 later. Squally rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. Southwest veering north 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Hebrides, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Squally rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 4 to 6 later. Rain at first in southeast, otherwise wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwesterly veering northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in south, backing northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain, perhaps squally, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes, northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 or 3 later in west. Rain, then winter showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, westerly 5 or 6, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Sleet or snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest 4, mist, 2 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by west 5, mist, 4 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest 7, rain, 1 mile, 1016, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, south southwest 4, 12 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Aberdeen, north 1, 32 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 4, 19 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Boomer, southwest by west 3, 35 miles, 1026, now falling. Bridlington, west 2, 1026, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 3, 2 miles, 1028. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 2, 5 miles, 1028. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 3, 1029, now falling. Jersey, west-northwest 3, fog, 100 meters, 1031, steady. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, West to Northwest 4, 1031. Scilly Automatic, West to Northwest 3, Drizzle, 13 miles, 1033, falling slowly. Milford Haven, West 1, 11 miles, 1030, falling slowly. Aberporth, Southwest 3, 15 miles, 1030, falling slowly. Valley, Southwest 2, 9 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, South by East 1, 7 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Valencia, Southwest 4, 12 miles, 1030, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, West Southwest 2, 13 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Malinhead, Southwest by South 4, 6 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, Southwest 3, 15 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday the 31st of March. General situation, a cold front will move southeastwards across the UK during the next 24 hours, bringing an interval of rain, heavy in places, and also strong and gusty winds in many areas. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time, and occasionally gale 8 for a time in north. Rain for a time, perhaps squally, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northerly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 for a time later in north, then backing northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, then rain, perhaps squally, then showers later. Good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest 2 to 4, veering north or northwest 5 to 7 later, rain for a time later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest 2 to 4, veering north or northwest 5 or 6 later, occasional rain later, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 3 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 or 4 later, then veering northwesterly 4 or 5 later in far north, rain later, fog patches for a time, moderate or good, becoming moderate to very poor for a time. North Foreland to South Sibyl, variable 3 or less in east, but westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 in west, occasional drizzle, fog patches for a time in east, moderate or good, becoming moderate to very poor for a time in east. South Sibyl to Lyme Regis, west or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first and 2 later, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Lands End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 from start point westwards, decreasing 2 at times further east. Occasional drizzle in west, then rain for a time later. Moderate or good. Lands End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5, then veering north later. Occasional drizzle, then rain for a time later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South or southwest 2 to 4, veering west or southwest 3 to 5, then north or northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain for a time later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwest 2 or 3, increasing 4 or 5, veering north or northwest 4 to 6 later, rain for a time, perhaps squally, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Isle of Man, southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 5 to 7 later, then decreasing 3 or 4 later, rain for a time later, good, occasionally moderate later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 5 to 7 later, then decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional drizzle, then squally rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 5 to 7 later, then decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional drizzle, then squally rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in south, veering northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, then decreasing 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle, then squally rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, veering northerly 6 to gale 8, then becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional drizzle, then squally rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shelton Isles, southwest 5 to 7, veering north 4 to 6, then backing northwest later. Rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, until later. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. I am Neil Nunes. Have a very good night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Donald Trump says the US will be leaving Iran very soon, while Iran says it's ready to do a deal to stop the war. But the Islamic Republic's chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz continues.
If France or some other country wants to get oil or gas, they'll be able to fend for themselves. I think it'll be very safe, actually.
Britain confirms King Charles will still be visiting Washington next month despite the standoff with the US leader. A US judge puts the president's plans for a ballroom at the White House on hold. And unwelcome news for some families who've had fertility treatment at clinics in northern Cyprus.
How did you feel when you saw your DNA results?
Upset, because, like, you can't just say someone's this and then they're not. It's who you are as a person, really.
And we'll check in with our science editor at Cape Canaveral ahead of the first moon mission in 5 decades. First, the latest world news.
BBC News with Chris Berrow. State media in Iran say President Masoud Pezeshkian has told European officials his country is willing to end the war with the United States and Israel, but wants guarantees that the conflict will not be restarted. The comments were reportedly made in a phone call between Mr. Pezeshkian and the President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, earlier. Here's John Sudworth.
The markets may have seen a glimmer of hope in the comments, especially as they came from a man long seen by many in the West as a moderate, with his calls, for example, for an end to the laws forcing Iranian women to wear the hijab. But the post of president is a subordinate one in a system long run by hardline clerics, and the claim that there is a will to end the war anyway came with heavy caveats, namely that guarantees are put in place that there will not be a return to conflict. On the face of it, that doesn't appear to change much, as calls for non-aggression guarantees had already been included.